The MD fixed beady photoreceptors on Ben and pushed its head forward.
Alternative medicine is the folly of the weak-minded, soldier.
Jedi Knights are not weak-minded, Jaina said, stepping into the cabin. And the Force is hardly alternative medicine. Clear? She pointed a finger, and the droid went floating back toward its primary interface socket at the front of the cabin. A steady stream of static spilled from its vocabulator, but Jaina ignored both the sputtering and the insincere apology that the droid offered once its feet were on the deck again. Instead, she came to stand next to Ben. Luke squeezed your hand?
That's right, Ben said. He's not squeezing it right now, but he definitely squeezed. It started when I was talking to him.
When you mentioned Vistara? As soon as she said Vistara's name, his father's hand clamped down on Ben's again. Ben turned to study Jaina.
What's going on?
I imagine he's trying to tell you something.
Like what? Ben asked. If you're going to tell me she can't be trusted, forget it.
Jaina's eyes remained hard.
I don't think I need to tell you anything, Ben. I think you already know.
Ben shook his head.
What I know is that Vistara risked her life to save me from Abeloth.
Despite his words, he could not help recalling how willing she had been to drink from the Font of Power, how she had justified it by claiming it was the only way to defeat Abeloth.
She can't still be Sith. They turned her over to Abeloth, with me.
Jaina spread her hands.
I can't explain that, she said, but there's something you need to know about the battle in the temple.
Ben's heart fell, but he continued to shake his head.
No, you can't possibly blame the ambush and the treatment plant on her, he said. She didn't even know the plan until after our capsule was in the line.
That's a very good point, Jaina admitted.
And she wasn't the one who told the Sith where we would be entering. Abeloth did that.
Abeloth?
Jaina nodded.
Wynn Dorvan clued us in, she explained. He was Abeloth's prisoner for a while, and he said she could look into the future. We think she was probably flow-walking.
Ben began to feel a glimmer of hope.
You see? If Vistara didn't...
He was interrupted by a horrible gagging noise from the bunk beside him, and his father's grasp grew so tight that Ben's knuckles popped. He looked down to see his father's eyelids fluttering and his mouth moving as he tried to speak around the breathing tube.
He's awake!
Ben looked for the MD droid and found him racing forward, interface arm already reaching for the bunk's data socket. His father made another gagging sound, and this time it grew apparent that he was trying to say a single word. The initial sounds were too wet and guttural to make out, but the final syllable sounded like, eh. Ben leaned over the bunk and said,
Hold on, Dad. The MD will take the breathing tube out in a second, and then you can talk all day.
That wouldn't be possible with bruised vocal cords, even if he were returning to consciousness.
Leaving his interface arm in the data socket, the droid's head rotated to face Ben.
The brain activity is still minimal. I'm afraid he was just trying to swallow.
Nonsense. Watch this,
Ben said, not looking away from his father.
Vistara!
Again, his father tightened his grasp and made a horrible gagging sound.
I've never seen this before. The patient isn't coming out of the coma, but the name seems to trigger a primitive fear response.
Ben frowned.
Fear response? He's afraid for you, Ben,
Jaina said.
I think I know what he's trying to say.
Ben turned to glare at her.
Okay, Jaina. You've been treating Vistara like the spawn of Palpatine ever since you landed. Whatever your problem is with her, it's time to lay it out.